We're learning article Peace in the World from Kabbalah for the Student, page 84. Under the title Rewarded, I will hasten it, not rewarded in its time. You may ask questions on kab.tv. Selected questions will be aired. Kabbalah for the Student, page 84. Article Peace in the World. Rewarded, I will hasten it, not rewarded in its time. We must know that the above-mentioned law of development, which is spread over the whole of reality, is guaranteed to return all evil to good and useful acts through the power of the government of heaven above, meaning without asking permission from the people who inhabit the earth. However, the Creator placed knowledge and authority in the hands of man and permitted him to accept the above-mentioned law of development under his own authority and government.
Meaning, not still, not vegetative, not animate, that's in the universe, can change the law of development. We can enter a state in which we use it in a way that we can use it, that we are given. Meaning there is a sort of ability to change somewhat this development, so it will be not only be managed according to nature, according to the law that he gave, and it would not be passed, and rather by through the participation in with our efforts, and in such a manner we can develop faster, and secondly, more pleasantly, because the force which develops us usually is cruel. It's called the press of development, through which we develop only through sufferings, because the will to receive is a will to receive pleasure, and it only comes from doing nothing and enjoys. Why? Because this pleasure which fills the desire kind of numbs it. And it doesn't want anything. We saw that once in little children. We see it sometimes. You give him, he hears, he feels, and then he is all simply stopped, right? It's like in a pause. That's the sensation of pleasure. It shuts down everything. You don't need to move if I'm enjoying myself so much. And also the opposite. In order to develop, then we need to beat up. We need to have sufferings. And that's why the force of development is a force which is the force of the bad force, as it's felt by us. And we run from it in directions that appear to be good towards it. And somehow he's coming from him in this direction, then we go from him. This is how we develop. So here, in this degree of development, which is called Adam, human, so first of all, there's still vegetative inanimate is not taken into account. So first of all, we have still vegetative inanimate that don't have the feeling of the force of development that they know that they can develop. Only the speaking, the Adam and the Adam starts to feel that he can, he wants, he's searching how himself he can develop, how himself he can advance himself, meaning what's his goal, why do we live, what for we live, all those questions, what's the meaning of life. And this is all in order to find that force of development, to get to know the law of development and to use it for his pleasure. For his pleasure means in order to fulfill his essence. Well, and this is actually all of our lives and our attitude towards the rest of reality. Also, the Adam, the people, and also animate and still and vegetative, It's also in order to benefit them from our state, meaning to include them also in that good development that we attain. Yes?
Again, page 84. However, the Creator placed knowledge and authority in the hands of man and permitted him to accept the above-mentioned law of development under his own authority in government and handed him the ability to hasten the process of development as he wishes, freely and completely independent of the boundaries of time.
But we're not just talking about just people, just like that people, because just regular people, they use what they have only in that direction of their nature. And here we're talking about development. We need to understand that development is always against our nature. Development is always against the desire. It's always with difficulty, with force, with pressure, and pain. Because it's against the desire to receive, which only wants to enjoy the situation. That's nature. Yes.
It turns out that there are two authorities here acting in the above-mentioned conduct of development. The one is the authority of heaven, which is sure to turn anything harmful and evil to good and useful, but that will be in due time, in its own way, in a floundering manner and after a long time. And then there is the authority of the earth, and when the evolving object is a living being, it suffers horrendous torments while under the press of development, a press that carves its way ruthlessly. The authority of the earth, however, is comprised of people who have taken this above-mentioned law of development under their own government, and can free themselves entirely from the chains of time, and who greatly accelerate time, the completion of the ripeness and correction of the object, which is the end of its development. Such are the words that our sages said about the complete redemption and complete correction of Israel, and thus they clarified the verse, "I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time." Rewarded, I will hasten it. Not rewarded, in its time. Thus, if Israel are rewarded and take the law of development that their bad attributes must go through in order to invert them into good ones, they will bring it under their own government. In other words, they will set their minds and hearts to correct all the bad attributes in them and turn them into good ones by themselves. Then I will hasten it, meaning they will be completely freed from the chains of time. And from now on, this end depends on their own will, meaning only by the greatness of the deed and the mindfulness. Thus, they hasten the end. But if they are not rewarded with developing their bad attributes under their own authority, but leave it under the authority of heaven, they too are certain to attain the end of their redemption and the end of their correction. This is because there is complete certainty in the government of heaven, which operates by the law of gradual development, degree by degree, until it turns any evil and harmful to good and useful, as the fruit on a tree. The end is guaranteed, but in its time, meaning it is completely connected and dependent on time. According to that law of gradual development, one must go through many degrees, which tend to come heavily and very slowly and lengthily, and stretch over a very long time before one reaches the end. And because the objects we're discussing, because the objects we are discussing are evolving, sensing living beings, they too must suffer great agony and pains in those states of development, since the compelling force which exists in those degrees in order to raise man from a lower degree to a higher one is but a pushing force of pain and torment that has accumulated in the lower degree and that can no longer be tolerated. Because of that, we must leave that degree and rise to a higher one. It is as our sages said, the Creator places over them a king whose sentences are as harsh as Haman's, and Israel repent and reform. Therefore, the end is certain to come to Israel by the above-mentioned law of gradual development, and it is called in its time, meaning tied to the chains of time. And Israel's guaranteed end, by taking the development of their attributes under their own authority, is called, I will hasten it, meaning completely independent of time.
It's clear, yes? So, there's a point from which, from there onwards, a person feels that he can develop, he receives an impulse, a need for development, to know why he's living, why he lives, and so on. And then he comes to the means, which is called the wisdom of Kabbalah, in order to develop himself. And it's not dependent on time, which is called a hastened time. But if he's lazy for different reasons, then his path is not exactly the path of haste, somewhere in the middle, meaning between in its time and time of haste, which is called earthly time. And that's how he progresses. We need to strengthen the group, and also between us, constantly do a calculation how much the path of hastening is in our hands, because this truly needs to be in our hands. Yes?
To, according to what I recall, this article is being learned to develop materials for integral education. So what does it mean they've been rewarded? Then its time is hastened, and if not, then it's in its time. What does that mean according to the integral perception?
Socially, we cannot talk because we don't know if the society has the ability to develop in the form of in haste. But in the form of in haste, it has to do with whether there are a certain amount of people that can draw the society after themselves, so it's like the flock after the shepherd, that way advancing towards the goal in a quicker manner than the speed of the press of development, which presses on them. This is towards the society. The path of hastening, is only for those who are of virtue and those that accompany them. And only in such a manner it comes from above. We always know that in every generation there's a spiritual leader or maybe several spiritual leaders, usually one. And we need to go like that, we have to follow him. As much as we are capable to draw behind us the generation, then we come to in haste. I don't understand exactly what the question is. Integral education is in order to prepare the society, the big public, even all of humanity, to the ability of following those people in which the spirit of hastening is burning in them. So all of humanity will be ready and will understand what it needs to do in order to be saved from the press of development. Yes.
When Baal HaSulam wrote the article, it was before the Holocaust, and he tried to pass on to the public what he attained. He went to Europe, he tried.
You know what they did? In Israel, they almost put him in prison. In Europe, they wanted to arrest him as a communist. And he only was slandered and received very bad attitude from people, from all those articles. But he didn't have a choice. He had to publicize it. He had to take it out as much as he was capable. He also moved later from Jerusalem to Jaffa, to Tel Aviv. It was a difficult life. Yes.
I would like to learn from this example about ourselves that we are, thank God, not being chased.
We don't deserve it. We're weak. The stronger you will get, you will receive. Don't think that the time has changed. Nothing has changed. On the contrary. Back then, there were much more wise people that felt and understood. Those that speak in such a way like Baal HaSulam spoke. Today, you don't have such people. Today, it's the deterioration of the generations. There's foolishness and stupidity is all over the place. Money is in before people's eyes.
This formula still exists, the gap between Hasten and its time. The Judaism of Europe was in the state of in its time. They were tied to their corporeal materialistic matters, and they reached great torments. Baal HaSulam tried to act. There were forces acting against, and so there's this formula. And we're just acting and trying to reach this formula, this equation. I thought of two options, that we, in the general public, we're searching for this atmosphere of hastening, or are we trying to insert this atmosphere? So what's this formula that Baal HaSulam did not succeed, and we, please God, will succeed?
With the help of the Creator, with the help of Baal HaSulam. We need to understand that the situation today is like it was then. Although it seems to us that the situation is much better, but if we will really be serious and study the truth as much as possible, the nature of man has not changed. They have become more stubborn. They have become more primitive. They have become more limited. This media, communication devices, the computers, the big media are dumbifying people completely. The fact that they hear about the end of the world, about the blows of nature, about what's developing in certain countries and the crisis and more, it doesn't influence people so much. We are trying, and that's our goal, to anyways come to them and tell them about the true situation that we're in. They don't have the ability. It's not that I'm blaming them. Every bad thing I talk about them, it's not from them being to blame for it. Of course not. But they're incapable of hearing because the desire to save. There needs to be a burdening of the heart. And that's what happens. We need anyways to work against the burdening of the heart. This is called that Moshe is working before Pharaoh. Who's Pharaoh? In those Jews, they were always in them, always trying to overcome the greater stubbornness, the greater evil inclination. They're spitting in your face and saying, we don't want to go with you, and we don't care about anything. Everything will be okay, and the whole world is filled with pleasures, and thank God, and so on. That's the Pharaoh that's before you. What do you think that he's talking to? Who's talking to Moses here? This is what he's saying. That's Pharaoh. Pharaoh is the representative of evil from all of Israel. That's what we have. So we need to work against that as much as we will succeed. You see that the Torah gives us an example that it is possible. We need to try and engage in it and execute it in such a way. Whether we will succeed or not, it's not our matter. When if we will or not, that's also not up to us. But this is the work, and we need to carry it out. We need to engage in it. But it's exactly the effort and the society, the contradictory people that is just lazy and just wants to enjoy life. And we need to see that this is their Pharaoh. It's coming to us. And of course, as we reveal it, and so we will have the forces to deal with it. But it's not that they're to blame. Did you see something in all of the exile of Egypt that is talked about the Jews? About the nation of Israel? Something? Something here. The main thing is the work of Moshe. Moshe, Aaron, Creator, before Pharaoh. That's the whole matter. But before that, it was Joseph. But the nation there, well, what's the nation? The people. And the main thing is the work before the ego, before the general ego.
What are we searching for in working in the public? Are we trying to implement this atmosphere, this spirit, or are we searching for places that already has this atmosphere, this spirit?
There is no existing spirit in the public. And if there is, it's a stenching spirit, the impure spirit. Rather, we're searching in the public for the ability upon history, upon the sufferings that are being revealed, to understand the trend, and a little to awaken before the stick which is coming, which is already called in haste.
Can we also learn from Baal Sulam's mistakes, if there are any?
I don't think that these were mistakes, because we don't understand how it trickles down to a person and how a Kabbalist operates and how much he sometimes needs to do kind of nonsensical actions that appear to be nonsensical and sometimes are nonsensical just because it's in order to, it's like a tailor who cuts the cloth and they yell at him, what are you cutting? Such a beautiful piece of cloth. Why are you cutting it? And that's how it is, and we don't understand these things. We must carry out what he did. He did great corrections. And, well,
there's this impression that we're investing a lot of effort to be to the liking of people, to seem corrected, desired, smart. And it seems that it's quite successful.
Yes.
Yeah, it seems that it's, you know, that it's working. It's a great wonder.
Why is it a wonder?
Because I've never seen such an example.
We are turning to the public in a simple way. We want to unite everyone. So everyone will be together. Everyone will be connected. All of Israel are friends, the love of Israel, and so on. And so if we appeal in such a way, and we truly operate in such a manner, then I don't... Of course there will be this and that kind of things, but all together, if this is the correction, we're not lying. And during, as the time passes, they will know that we're not lying. And then the question, what is this, some kind of weird animal that says like that? And really, what's happening? What moves them? What drives them? So slowly the explanation will add to that. That this is, in essence, the big correction of all of humanity together with the, you know, crisis and humanity and everything. So that somehow it penetrates. We have no choice. That's the work.
I'm trying to find an answer. Why is it surprising? It's surprising. It seems like a wonder because since the time of Moses till Baal Salam, there aren't many examples of someone who came to make a correction and he wasn't chased.
Wait. So if he was chased the prophet after, does that mean, does he not succeed?
Palasulam, well, he succeeded, but he was tormented, he was chased in his time.
Yes, well, we don't need to take that into account. We don't need to take that into account. It's commanded, and that's it. Why should we even be concerned with that, whether he was chased or not? We need to look in a methodical level to discover this method of correction and to bring it also to the land and the people of Israel and to the whole world. And as much as we'll be able to advance, we'll advance. It's all in the hands of heaven, other than fear of heaven. Fear of heaven is called the path through which we penetrate. That's it. Small heads. And all the slander that happened and all the bad mouthing, it's part of the reward.
It's not very comforting.
It's not encouraging. It's not important. No. We're not allowed to do a calculation for that. We're not allowed to do a calculation. There are many good people. Many people with a very high potential inside of them. And they know relatively, and a lot. And they're afraid of exiting their little corner from their niche. Because, I'm telling you this, that I remember, I'm reminded by the Rabash students when they came, when they followed me to him to study, how much he invested in them. Anyways, fear is what is stopping them. It didn't stop Rabash. How did he accept them? In the middle of Nebrak, to take in secular people from Tel Aviv, from Berg's Institute, and who came to him without kippahs on their head and all that, and started to study Kabbalah with them. Do you know what a rumor, what a noise it made in Nebrak? How could it be? How could such a thing be? In those times, we can't imagine what this is. We're not living that life. It was, and how the family received this. The family. Yeah, it's 16 grandchildren. You see, it's something that... It's like that. No one agreed with it. No one. And these were such things? His relatives? He would stand upon this, and he would stand straight on this, and truly stand strict about it, like iron inside. It's not simple. Really not simple. I don't want to enter into this too much and talk about it, but I don't know another person, also upon him when I saw it, that is capable of withstanding such pressures. Something immense. You understand that in that society, who you marry, who you're with, what family, it defines everything in life. And to deal with the wisdom of Kabbalah, well, maybe those old people in a small little building. But when they're receiving 40 people from the outside, and from where? From Schenken, Tel Aviv, into Nebrak? There was no such thing. And right away to fall into the wisdom of Kabbalah, they didn't want to say a word about it. There was such fear. There was not one book in any store, even a reminder about it. I had to drive to Kikar Shabbat there to in Jerusalem to buy books. There was some basement there where they were selling somehow. There was one old guy that was selling it. That's it. And exactly before the Yeshivat Chaya Olam, where Bar Sulam was. The seminary there. So it was like his the seminary where Bar Sulam was. But just to stand against that, we must. We were in like a recovery place, a place where you can have fun. You know, it's like a retreat. And who do you have to be afraid of? Look at what has happened in these times. How much everyone are bankrupt right now. And where is the name of each and everyone? Where is the person who is respectable like it was back then? Ben-Gurion or Sonnenfeld, Rav Kook? Where? You understand? Today it's... everything is over with. And therefore, we're not heroes. In our days, it's not such a big deal to be a hero. But we must do the work. We're not touching anyone. But this we must do. Well, what? But to the topic.
What does the acceptance of this mind and this leadership depend on? Like we say that all these, what we've been looking throughout history is to understand this tendency. So what does that depend on?
This is called... this is study of nature, of history, of the system. We're teaching this. No? Well,
I'll tell you what the difficulty is. Today we're teaching things that are very, like, ideas, tendencies, deep understanding.
I think that on the internet you have many clips, movies about this whole trend. Not even ours, how it developed humanity and everything. You just need to add to it. You don't need to add that it's on behalf of the will to receive, which grows from generation to generation. These are very easy things. Yes.
Usually, when a person is searching for something small, short, quick to do, tell me what to do. That's usually what the people ask. Give me a tip. What do I do? What do I get? Something short. The moment you start talking about a certain tendency, a certain direction, it's you're talking in a different language.
There's no problem. We also have such examples. What are you looking at me?
I'm looking at you like he looks at me.
And you don't know what to tell him?
There is a bit of experience, but...
yeah, not experience. You have exactly an example of what you need to do. What is it written? What do you need to answer him? Don't do to your friend what is hated upon you. Exactly. They asked Hillel, what are you asking? Well, that's it.
How do you say that in a way that it won't reject a person?
Oh. So what did he continue after that? Go learn. First of all, maybe you need an explanation. Why is it even connected to creation? And why we have to come out of that whole fall and come to such good things? What does this have to do with that? That we need to explain. That requires explanation. There are certain pieces of information that you need to know about the world that you live in. We want to teach you why it's where the bad comes from. Why does it feel bad to you? Why is it bad to the world? Where are we falling to? You need to know this in order to know how to attain the good. This we're teaching. The most important things in life. How to avoid the bad and attain the good. So you need to get a little bit of an explanation, or completely. Other than soccer players, you don't know anyone in the world, or do you have any way here and there something or not? Well,
I'm asking the following. Can you first bring the results and then only then explain? Because when you start talking about the actual tendency, then the ears usually block up. But if you give practical things about this, and even if I don't understand it,
start with them, first of all, with workshops. And from the workshop, what did we feel? Well, what was clarified for us? And then from that, start to develop the study. Yes? Meaning, from the workshop, there will be questions, where it comes from and why does it come? And then you give them an explanation. You can do it like that also. Start from the circle. Yes.
Workshops are a process.
Wait, what do you want, me, sweetie? You want, to correct the world in 1 minute? Less?
Such an extent. A person isn't, most of the parents today are willing to give medication to their children instead of going through a process with their children. So we're talking about these short, practical tips for life. So a person isn't ready for a workshop now. He wants to see things that are short and... My question is simple. I understand there's difficulty. I don't expect also you to give me like a prescription. I'm asking the following. In order to develop that same mind and emotion, in order for him to understand the tendency, can I start with these little bites that, from his point of view, aren't related even to any of this explanation? But I understand that if he realizes these things, I give it to him, these little bites, these little baits, that after he might develop to understand this explanation, this tendency.
I don't know. It could be. We could possibly think about such things that are very, very small and practical. But he won't be able to carry it out. What? Smile to everyone. Well, yeah, like that. Who's going to do that for you? What? Well, what can you do with it? And also, and then what? Does he come back to you and says, I'm incapable or I'm capable, and then changes happen, and why and for what? I don't know. I understand you, but... Yes, Hanoch.
I think that part of the problem is that people... Is the approach that people aren't ready, they want everything instant. That's not true, it's not accurate. People are willing to go through process with their children, they just have to believe us. We just have to get their trust in a certain way. The fact we know we have the solution, that's not enough. We have to invest in getting the people's trust and trying to talk to their heart, to what is important to them, and not to try to treat them like people like who are a year and a half who need... That's a great problem. There's no tips, there's no shortcuts. It's research, it's like when you prepare everything, to anywhere you go, you ask who you're speaking with. That's what we need to do. Not to find solutions of 1 minute, a tip of that won't work, not on them or not on you.
Undoubtedly, to the degree that they believe you, that's the degree that they will be willing to listen and more time to listen. Yes.
Chanoch took my question. I want to continue him. How do we get people's faith? I'll say something else also. Most people are in a state, they feel that they are victims of reality. The boss does this to me, my friends don't understand me, just let me get things sorted out, and I'm not successful in doing so, because bottom line is I'm suffering. How can you bring faith back to a person that he can change his life, that he'll want to make positive contact with others, that he'll have this... You come across people that have lost any belief that the control is in their hands.
That's wonderful. If they discovered that they lost the ability to do something, it's wonderful that they understand that each and every one of them is not worth anything, and they're all under external pressures and are obligated to carry out what the environment obligates them to do at home, at work, in every place. It's wonderful. The question is, do they have the ability to organize themselves in the right way and to cause themselves to have a good life? Yes, but not in a personal, individualistic way other than if they connect. Then, yes, if they... Meaning the correction is in the correction of person, in the correction of the society. And not if I, how do I come to some trick for some success? We don't sell instant. We're incapable of doing that. We're not capable of that. And the truth is that really the fact that people are kind of blocked and for explanation, and we don't know how to explain it very well also. So we need to show them that there's something in the circle. To start from that, in some place where you're able to organize something, start by entering them into a certain game, and just certain something that from which they feel like, oh, here some new ability is born, something in the emotion or in the mind, all of a sudden something that I can't stand, something I couldn't stand. There's some kind of essential change in what we're giving them within 15 minutes or half an hour to do. And then we're willing to explain to them what's happening here. Why did we come to this? How can we use this? And then you can add a little bit of an explanation, a simple explanation, even clips or something small like that, something short. All together, 3/4 of an hour, you finish the whole activity with them. Even less, maybe. But what remains for them is there is a method that's interesting that makes it easier on me, it makes my mood better, on others also, the environment becomes a little bit nicer and good. There's already people that are bringing candies to the workplace, and people are talking nicer, and there's people are even concerned or even turning off the light and so on. Meaning the atmosphere is more homey. That's it. So that's what you need to show. No more than that. You need to bring them the pleasure to the degree of what he feels is degree, not the purpose of creation and then attaining something. That's something that I'm attaining.
In the last Congress, there were many games, great games of integral games, and there were lessons and workshops. Can you see the right balance between game playing which gives a certain sensation, workshops and information or knowledge. Can you see the right balance between these three to approach a person?
Well, convention is a convention. That's something different. People are ready for it. And also not everyone. But relatively, yes. They were ready for it and to try these things. The whole thing here we're talking about here is about the foreign public. You have to give them kind of a feeling that it's going to open their eyes. So you will see that it's something that's a wonder that's happening here. Some good feeling, something that he didn't expect. You need to enter into him such things that he will feel that you're truly a magician. Where did that come from? Why is it happening? That's what we need to do. Yes, Eran.
How can you speak to a person that is in such a concealment? How can you tell him about what you don't want to be done to you, don't do to others?
You need to discover only one thing, that there's a force in the environment, in the society, in the group, that changes can occur not necessarily in mind alone, for then I have to acquire something personal, and I don't care about the whole world. Rather, the salvation can be by changing a societal change. This is what we need to show, first of all, that it's a societal change and not a personal change. Meaning, by doing so, you're actually taking off of him you need to change. No, the environment. We need to build a nice environment. Then, will it be good for us? Is it for sure? Oh, of course it's sure. It will take the responsibility off of him. It takes off the load off of him, and other than that, it becomes easier. But it's really the truth. This is our goal, first of all, to move him from personal success to societal success. For then it will be good for everyone, and then you'll be confident, and the future, and everything open. That's, first of all, the first action.
So, there isn't this, what you don't want to be done, don't do to others, or change, and so on.
No, but this is what he's saying, don't do to others, do to friends. That's already a societal thing. That's what he's saying, that you're the problem, then not he's the problem. The problem is the connection between you, that's all. That's what Hillel is saying. He's not saying you need to change. He's saying don't do to others, meaning your expression towards the other.
I want to ask a question about the groups of 10. We sit after the lesson for 10 minutes, and until now we've learned the social article, the Rabash, and now we've finished these articles. Every article we used to find a principle, and that was also the preparation to the lesson, and we discussed this precept in the groups of 10 after the lesson. Now that we've finished the articles, we wanted to ask, what's next in the what do we do next in these 10 minutes, and also in general about the tens? What's the direction after the Congress, after this, with the dissemination, with everything? What's happening with the tens?
I think that the ten needs to write the bylaw of the ten, if it's not clear. Yeah, if it's clear, then do it quickly, and that's it. But that must be. Because it's the order, the structure, the times, the relations, every single thing that has to do with the ten. That's one thing. The second thing. What do we need to implement in the ten? What is the goal? The stages of how we attain the goal. As if from each day Several lines come out until everything connects to some big article or even a book that the tens will later bring to some place, to someone what they wrote and writing. And we'll connect it together, we'll compose it together. It will be very interesting. It's not that the work for days. That's now. And then we'll think more. And with that,
let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder. You won't be alone.
Love is around. The deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in.